Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now we are going to talk to Pastor Allison one last time today, and we're talking about the church, which is one of the fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Now, the biblical view of the church is a vital doctrine and is very important to Adventists. Christ is what makes the idea of the church work in the first place. And without Christ, he, as the cornerstone of the church, actually, all our work would be in vain. And I want to talk about the unique identity of the Seventh-day Adventist Church as we wrap up our lesson today. Pastor, what will the church be like in the end times? What is our distinct identity?
Okay, our distinct identity, maybe I will refer you to the church, the Laodicean church, which John wrote about in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Laodicean church has been referred to as the church of the last time, or that will be there during the time of the end, just as we are. We are equated to the Laodicean church. The Laodicean church was, during the time of John, was lukewarm. So John was talking to the angel of the Lord was talking to, in fact, it was Jesus speaking to John at the Isle of Patmos. And he told him that the church is, the church at Laodicea was lukewarm and God was not interested in it, to an extent that he threatened to vomit it out. And he was not happy about it because they were proud in their lukewarmness that they had self-sufficiency, but in reality, the church itself was poor. It's just as good as the church, as what the church is like today. It seems as if it has everything without God. So God says, you are poor. We are not rich. We are poor in spirit. So God is challenging the church today that it must be faithful to Him. And also the church during the time of the end, it will have some tribulation, persecution, and low spiritual growth. So that's what the church will be like during the time of the end, and that's how it is even right now. God was God gave a promise that if you become faithful, then I will come back to you and help you on your spiritual growth. That's what it is, and that's what the church is doing right now, to help church members become faithful to God.
Thank you for that, Pastor. And that goes a lot into the spirituality and connectedness with God, which you identify as one of the distinct identifying markers of the church. Now, other people will then say the identity of the church is to a day, the seventh day. And so the Adventists then get a lot of a critique that they are committed to the seventh day, and that's how they identify themselves. And it doesn't matter what happens to the other nine commandments, as long as they keep the seventh one, they are happy. Would you say that is a correct view in your assessment?
Well, in my assessment about the seventh day, the seventh day, among the days from the first day up to the seventh. The seventh day is said to be holy. And God talked about it when he was creating the world. All the other things, when they were created, they were just good. Mm-hmm. But the seventh day, God ended up saying it is holy to him. And it is his Sabbath, including us also. We must keep the same day. So all other days, yes, we can worship and do other things. But on the seventh day, we must cease to do business. Any type of business that we do, it must also wholly be kept for the Lord only.
Mm-hmm.
So we with the seventh day, which is our identity,
mm-hmm.
it must be kept holy, and mm-hmm. nobody must do anything except doing God's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? God gave us 6 days to labor, but on the seventh day, he said, you must stop doing any business. We must keep it holy for God, because he himself kept it holy. And we cannot explain what is happening in heaven, but the seventh day, God kept it holy, mm. even up to this day.
Mm. And so would it matter or not if the other commandments are kept, therefore?
We must keep all the Ten Commandments.
Mm.
They must be kept, because the whole commandment is holy. The Ten Commandments is holy, including the Sabbath. But the Sabbath is a day to rest. All these other days we must work. But on the seventh day, we must rest and not doing our business, but God's business. Just as good as we keep all the other commandments, they are supposed to be kept. But the seventh day has a different note to the ten.
Mm. Mm.
But they are all the same.
Yeah.
If you miss one, according to James, if you miss one, you have missed all.
Mm, 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 mm.
So yeah. They must be kept holy.
Mm, mm, mm. Now, what is the role of the church in the last days?
The role of the church in the last days is in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus says, he was speaking to his disciples, he says, there will arise false prophets and teachers. And at the same time, they will be telling people lies, not the truth. So therefore, the church must teach the truth from the false. So the role of the church is to teach the world the truth that God demands from preachers.
Mm.
So our role is to teach the world the truth that God requires from all preachers. Otherwise, it will not work if we do not teach the truth. And the truth includes also keeping the commandments of God.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The role of the church is to teach the truth, unlike what the false prophets are teaching. They are teaching different. They are not teaching the second coming.
Mm.
They are not teaching the truth. They are teaching one, maybe it's a prosperity gospel which they teach, that if you come to us, you will have money. There's nothing about salvation. Nothing about going to heaven, nothing about the second coming of Christ. So that's where the difference is. So our duty as Seventh-day Adventists, we are supposed to teach the truth from error.
Mm, mm, mm. Yeah.
That's now, the role of the church.
Lovely. Thank you so much for that. Now, each church is unique in a way that it serves the community. What would you say are the common themes in most Adventist churches that are universal and unique to the identity of the church?
The common themes in the Adventist church are the fundamental beliefs. That's what I thought maybe that's the question.
Mm.
We have 28 fundamental beliefs, which include mission and evangelism, health and wellness, Sabbath observance, stewardship and environmental care, religious liberty, the second coming of Christ, to take us home, family and education, and many more. So, the common things in Adventist are the 28 fundamental beliefs. That's what we believe in. And these have been extracted from the six pillars of our faith, which we call the doctrines, the Seventh-day Adventist doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones which carry these themes under them. So we have mission to accomplish. We need to be well and also keeping God's commands, the Seventh-day Adventist included.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be stewards of God's creation. And we must take care of that, of God's creation, including animals and vegetation and the rest. And we also need to be sure that there is religious liberty. Everybody else, the gospel must reach to oh, and his second coming. Christ is coming the second time, just as he did in the first time. So our message is to preach that Christ is coming back again, or as he said in John chapter 14.
Mm. Beautiful stuff. And as we conclude this particular discussion today, we started on Wednesday, what are some of the things that you would want to impress upon our minds and the listeners as we part ways this afternoon?
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, not all who say, Lord, Lord, will be saved, but those who do the will of the Father in heaven.
Mm.
And John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And therefore, not all who say, Lord, Lord, shall be saved. And Jesus encourages that churches must teach people to keep his commandments, the Ten Commandments. They are perpetual and imperative. They must be kept without fail.
Mm. Beautiful stuff. Indeed, they must be kept without fail. The church is the discussion that we've had. And of course, it's the fundamental belief of the Seventh-day Adventists. And they believe that God's church on earth has been appointed by him and led by him. When we started, we talked about the issues of leadership, etc. Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. Always a pleasure and a blessing talking to you.
Thank you. Goodbye. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.